I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. I am glad you're with us today. We're going to talk today about how to spot dangerous food. Why is our food supply so poisoned? And I've been in practice a long time, and I've been around for a long time, and I see people coming in, and I'm seeing so many young people getting sick. In fact, I'm going to do a show on that maybe next week or the week after on why are young people so sick? And it's not a secret. We know why. And why life expectancy is actually dropping for the younger generation. First time in the history of humanity that we know of that life expectancy is less than it was for their parents. So we got a real serious issue going on here. Nobody seems to be talking about it. And you need to know. Because the nice part is you can avoid all of this. You don't have to be part of this little silly game that's going on. We have serious issues with our food supply. It's not a secret. I don't think that anyone can say that, oh, our food supply is wonderful and it's great. It's safe, doesn't kill you right away, but there are things we can do to make it better. Now, a lot of evidence reveals toxicity levels in food are rising, and it's from conventional agriculture. And not only is it affecting you, but it's affecting the environment, it's affecting pollution. That's not what I talk about a lot of, but it is part of it. We talk about gases. You know, we got to worry about the gases in the environment, and we have to be careful about global warming. The number one contributor is not industry necessarily. It's animal production. Animal production, the killing it, the freezing it, the shipping it, that's a big player. And so might be another reason you might want to consider altering somewhat your diet. Now, I'm not asking you to change everything. Don't get nervous. People freak out. I can't do all of that. That's okay. Every little baby step you take is going to be for the betterment for you. And you're going to save a ton of money too. Now, toxicity in food is several sources. It accumulates during the growth phase. In fact, I was at my radio station the other day, and one of my friends who's an engineer there came in. He said, I have a question about bananas. And I thought, okay. He says, what's the difference between organic and non-organic? Because you're peeling the skin and throwing it away anyway, so who cares if there's pesticides on it? I said, it's the soil. The soil that we grow it in doesn't have as much nutrients in it, and that's why organic fruits and vegetables usually have higher levels of nutrients. He says, oh, I never thought about that. I always think about just spraying it on the food and just wash it off or peel the skin. And he said, good point, Doc. That's why I ask you questions. So it could be from harvesting, processing, manufacturing, and then also when we break down and we process the food into many times junk food. So you might have, I don't know, something that might be healthy, peas, I don't know, for example, but then we mix it in with macaroni and cheese or something like that. So it's not just the food itself. Several places along the way, it can get toxicity. The greatest concern, of course, is the processed foods. But even whole foods, plant and animal foods, can be contaminated. So don't think just because it's a whole food. And whole food, not the store, whole foods are closest to nature as it can be. So I pick an apple. It's how it came out of nature. I make applesauce. It's processed. I make apple pie. More processed. I make apple chewy leather, candy leather, by adding sugar and high fructose corn syrup. More processed. So it's a level of processing, and every time we take another step, it usually makes the problem worse. So one of the things we have to worry about is the fertilizer that we use. And one of the fertilizers that's very commonly used is called phosphate fertilizers. Up to 90% of phosphorus is lost in the supply chain, and losses are poorly documented. And so we got to look at, we're using phosphate as a fertilizer. It doesn't have to be that way. Now, in conventional farming, it's cheap, and we just keep throwing phosphate into the soil, but we don't have to do that. The soil can grow healthy products as long as the soil is taken care of. It takes a little more work, but it's well worth it. And this is why I try to eat as much organic as possible. And I don't eat everything organic. It's not really practical to eat everything organic. But my rule is this. If I'm going to eat the skin, I want to make sure it's organic. So potatoes, onions, of course, they grow underground, apples. If I'm going to eat the skin, it has to be organic, no exceptions. If I'm not going to eat the skin, bananas, for example, avocados, I wash it with soap and water. Take my dish soap, squirt it with dish soap, get my sponge, and scrub it down. This way we're washing away the pesticides, but also any viruses, germs, bacteria that might be on the skin, if we cut into it, can drive it into the food. So that's a good general rule to follow, and it's just a little easier because sometimes it's hard to get, I don't know, organic bananas or organic avocados. Not that hard. But those are some simple rules that you can consider. Try to make it as easy as possible. Most people are very fine with it. Some people just say, I can't do that. Well, then what can you do? Can you just give up artificial sweetener? I can do that. Okay, let's start there. Can you maybe have meat one meal a day instead of three meals a day? Okay, all right, let's do that. So there's little steps that we can make, but our food supply really is going down the tubes, and it's scary. A lot of evidence out there that we don't need synthetic fertilizers to grow food, provided the soil is nurtured properly, and it's called biodynamic and regenerative farming. And that kind of goes to the concept of organic. Now, the good news is we're seeing more biodynamic foods. We're seeing foods grown in, not in soil, actually, and grown biodynamic farms. And this way you don't have to use pesticides at all because it's enclosed areas. So we're seeing changes and trends coming along. The key really is stay away from those processed foods. You know, those alcohols, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweeteners, chips. I don't know how old you are, but when I was young, grocery stores were a lot smaller. You ever go to foreign countries? Grocery stores are really small. You don't have these big monster mega stores like you see here in America. Because most of the stuff that we sell in the United States, a majority of it, I should say, is not available in places like Europe. They don't allow genetically modified foods in many places. They don't allow high fructose corn syrup in many places. They don't allow dyes and chemicals in many places. So we have a lot more choices of what we call food. It's not really food. Than we really need, first of all, because we allow so much processing in the foods. Once again, it's real. I'm not sure today I'm going to change the world on that, but I can change your world on that. And it's really easy to change your world because all you have to do is stay away from the bad stuff. Nobody is forcing you to do things that are toxic to your body. You do that willingly. But the big question I get is, Dr. Joe, how come nobody else talks about this? Well, I don't know. That's why you're here. Glad to be that source of information for you. A lot of evidence showing that fertilizers, other agricultural chemicals are the leading source of environmental pollution. So again, I'm not a, you know, save the world, save the planet, pollution type guy, but I am worried about what it's doing to the body and what it's doing to you. Because if you destroy the environment, again, you know, get no place to live. And I heard a great line, I haven't thought about this in years, when I was going to, you know, chiropractic school. They said, you can tell your patients, if your body wears out, where are you going to live? I thought, that's a really good line. I got to remember to put that back in my, talk to my patients again. So you really want to take care of yourself. And it's sad because a friend of mine's brother-in-law, he vapes and he drinks constantly. And he's, I don't even know if he's 50 yet, but skin cancer on his nose so bad that they'd have to remove his nose to get all the cancer. So they're using radiation on it to see if he can get it. And now they're finding other spots throughout his body with cancer. So that's kind of sad. And I have patients come in all the time and they have cancer and they have kidney failure. I'm going to talk about kidney failure in a little bit if I have time. When I first got in practice, I never saw a kidney failure patient ever. I mean, probably 20 years, I didn't see a kidney failure patient. Now I see three or four a week. A week? We're a chiropractic and nutrition center. Why would somebody with kidney failure come to us? They go to a kidney doctor. But what's happening is a lot of the toxic chemicals that we're putting in our bodies, I believe, are leading to this. And that's what the studies show as well. So, yeah, it's a problem. Now, the good news is that there are certain things we can do to hopefully slow down that process of kidney failure. We've had several people reverse it somewhat. No one's ever gotten totally well. I had one patient with 22% kidney function. She's up to 52%. So we can make good progress. She's still alive. She's thriving. She'll live a long life. But she basically told me when she came in, she goes, I'm going to die. Doctors can't do anything for me. I'm just waiting for dialysis. And that's basically, that's a death sentence once it starts. Unless you do something, the game's over. And now she's doing great. So not saying we cured her kidney failure, but she understood what she did. She did a lot of animal products. She did a lot of chemicals, and it just ate away at the kidneys. So stop it. So the chemicals that we're putting in our food are avoidable. And it's different levels. I mean, I'm sure I get chemicals in my body. I'm sure if I got tested, I'd have plastics in my body. I'd have glyphosate in my body because I'm exposed to it. But at a much lower level than most people. So just be careful about what you're putting in your body. I want to talk about glyphosate. I'm probably going to circle back to this one because this is a big one. If you're just tuning in, folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We're talking about why is the food supply so messed up? Why is our food supply so dangerous? Why is our food supply, which should be nourishing us, many times leading to certain illnesses and diseases? I don't understand. Well, of course I understand it. It's business. But you don't have to be part of it. That's the nice part about this. I want to talk about glyphosate because I talk about this a lot. It's identified as a probable human carcinogen by the International Agency on Research of Cancer all the way back in 2015. So this is not new. And you might have seen commercials with lawyers saying, you know, hey, if you've been exposed to glyphosate, you may have a substantial compensation coming to you. It's pretty clear that it's not good. Is it still being used? Absolutely. Have you been exposed to it probably today? Probably. It's ubiquitous. And so it's everywhere. It's in our food. It's in our lawn care services. I mean, I worry about these guys who do landscaping that spray all these chemicals on lawns. If you have it sprayed on your lawn, that's bad enough. But these guys that spray it all day, every day. I was thinking about this the other day. I was driving and they're repaving the road outside my subdivision. And the smell of tar and the smell of, we called it macadam, asphalt, was pretty intense. And I thought, I can get away from this in a half hour. These guys who drive behind these trucks, not a good idea. Years ago, I used to do a lot of construction work. And one of the things I did was hot tar on roofs. So we'd have it's pretty archaic back then. You'd have a torch, you know, and you'd put a pan, throw it a piece of tar in it, let it melt, and then you'd pour it on top of the roof. Very slow process. But I remember the smell of hot tar. And just all day sitting on the roof, just inhaling hot tar. Very toxic to my body. And I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in a place called the Cancer Belt. Isn't that a fun place to live? Because so many people got cancer. And it turns out we had a lot of chemical factories right around where I lived. And many of them were right in the residential neighborhoods. There was no zoning when it started back then. I think my town was founded in the 1800s. So they put a chemical factory in a couple of houses, another chemical factory. They dump it into the water. And so, yeah, a lot of people got cancer where I grew up. And a lot of people died from it. Luckily, I got away. I didn't get it. But a lot of it has to do with the environmental toxins. So glyphosate, back to glyphosate. It's weed killer. Chances are if you've sprayed weeds in your backyard, you've sprayed glyphosate. You have it in your house, probably in your garage. If I looked right now, a lot of you would have it there. Glyphosate increases the risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it's a group of blood cancers, by 41%, those people that are highly exposed. So we know there's a risk. Why do we still use it? It works. It's probably the best weed killer out there if your goal is to kill weeds. I don't think of anything works as good. You spray a little bit on it and come back a couple of days later, and man, you know, it's a scorched earth. Everything is brown and dead. Let's talk about what it does. More than 70% of Americans have detectable levels of glyphosate in their body. So if we did blood samples, that's what we're going to find. But it can trigger DNA damage. Now, what DNA is you have a cell, and inside the cell is called the DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. And the DNA is the blueprint of who you are. Depending on how your DNA is laid out, it's going to determine everything about your body. The color of your eyes, your hair, your height, your weight, if you gain weight easily, are you more prone to heart disease? So it's a very, very common situation when we see DNA damage that it can lead to problems. And what cancer is when the cell starts to replicate, but it doesn't make a good, healthy cell. It makes a weaker version of itself. And those weak cells can't do the job. And also, cells have a life expectancy. And they have coded into their DNA something called apoptosis. That's a cool word. If you've never heard it before, it's a cool word. You can use it. Apoptosis is determining when the cell creates suicide, when the cell dies. So a cell is born, does its job, and dies, just like we do. But your cells are on a shorter life path, so you can generate new cells. If a cell doesn't die when it's supposed to, that cell now becomes a malfunctioning or dysfunctioning cell, and that's where many times we get that cancerous growth to come from. So it can damage the DNA. It can cause pineal gland damage. It's glyphosate, weed killer. Pineal gland is linked to something called gut dysbiosis and neurological issues like autism, depression, dementia, anxiety, Parkinson's. So all these things can be linked to it. Not saying it's the cause, but certainly can exacerbate the situation. So when it comes to health, I'm going to come back to this in a second. I got to go off on a tangent here. When it comes to health, there's three things I want you to consider. You want to have a normally functioning nervous system, a normally functioning digestive system, and good nutrition. This is a little protocol I've put together for a very simple way for you to determine what you can do, what you can take responsibility for to get your health the best it can be. So the nervous system controls everything. And we know things like glyphosate can affect the nervous system. So your brain sends messages down your spine, out your nerves to every cell in the body. So right now, your brain is telling your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your eyes to see, your prostate to make fluid. I mean, it's telling your body to do its job. That's why we're alive. And if we damage the DNA, the cells can't do the job that the brain is telling it to do. Or what if we damage the brain? The brain can't tell the body how to do its job. Pretty serious stuff. So we want to look at the chemical function of the nervous system. That's where a good diet comes in. And we have to look at the physical aspects that can affect your nervous system. Every single day, for the past almost 40 years that I've seen patients, I see a patient that has a structural issue that's never been addressed. Had a lady come in the other day, bilateral hip replacement, both hips replaced. And when I took x-rays on her, hips are all crooked. So when they did the hip replacement, she didn't line up everything properly. Now, I'm not blaming the surgeons. It's impossible to do that because you're not weight-bearing in the surgery. You're laying down, you stand up, things shift. And I said, has anybody ever told you why your hips wore out? She said, no. One wore out, then the other one wore out. They just told me it was going to happen. When joints wear out, there's almost always a mechanical component. The bones are out of place, rubbing up against each other. If the tires on my car wear out, they're out of alignment, rubbing up against each other. So we have to look at structure. If you have osteoarthritis, there's a mechanical component. Something's out of alignment, 100% of the time. I've never seen it any other way. Osteoarthritis is mechanical. Rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease. So if you have a bone out of place, whether it's your foot, your knee, your hip, your ankle, your spine, I guarantee you, the only promise I'll ever make you in my career, I guarantee you the joints are going to wear out. And when the joints wear out, we start to pinch the nerves. And when you pinch a nerve, it hurts. So if it hurts, if you have pain, put the bone back in place. Had a patient the other day, three cortisone shots, a round of cortisone medication on several painkillers. I said, did they ever mention that the bone is probably out of place? Well, no. Okay, so I did an x-ray, did an exam. Sure enough, his bones are out of place. And he looked at me, he's a little angry. He said, why did I spend so much money and so much time going to all these different doctors and nobody ever told me to put the bone back in place? And my answer is, I don't know. So if you have pain, come see us. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. I want to be your doctor. Let's do a structural evaluation and determine what needs to be put back in place. Then we do a nutrition evaluation. We make sure the food is right. So you have the nutrients so the body can heal. And then we make sure you're digesting your food. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, your stomach could be pushed up against your diaphragm. And the nice part is we have a very simple adjustment that we can do to pull the stomach away from the diaphragm. It may take several times to do it. So we want to fix the nervous system, digestive system, and your diet. How's that for a healthcare plan? Bet you never heard that before. So if you want to make an appointment, go to my website, drjoe.com. Normally the first visit is $940. For you, my listeners, I've reduced that to $299. Exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays, and a complete nutrition evaluation. You can't get that at any price anywhere else that I know of. So I want to be your doctor. Then after that, if you need more care, we'll talk about it. We'll discuss options for you. Because if you have health issues, you want to fix them as quickly as possible. Stop suffering needlessly. DrJoe.com. Oh, by the way, if you're ever in a car accident, you are hurt. If the car's damaged, you're damaged. I've never seen it any other way. You need to come see us right away. You will get calls from lawyers and doctors. It's a scam. It's illegal. It's a felony. No one can reach out to you and contact you if you're in an accident. It's illegal. Don't fall for those scammers. If you need a doctor, either us or someone we can refer you to, drjoe.com. All right, so we're talking today about why is our food supply so messed up? And we started talking about glyphosate, which is weed killer. It can affect the pineal gland, which can affect a lot of things, dementia, anxiety. It can create gut dysbiosis, which means it can affect the bacteria in your colon. Because one of the things that glyphosate does is it acts like an antibiotic. It kills bacteria, good bacteria as well as bad. It can affect the pituitary gland, and that affects the thyroid, which can lead to hypothyroidism. It can act as a substitute for glycine. So glycine is an amino acid, and instead of having glycine, this kind of glyphosate jumps in there, and now the cell is trying to build structure around all the amino acids, including glycine, and it's not there. And you need glycine to help suppress inflammation as well. So if you have inflammation, it can make it worse. It can bind to minerals. It can bind to iron, cobalt, manganese. Manganese deficiency, in turn, impairs the mitochondria, and that can lead to glutamic toxicity in the brain. So what does that mean? The mitochondria produces energy in your cells. It's a little powerhouse in your cell. So if you don't have enough manganese, it can't make the mitochondria work, so it can't pump out glutamate. And the toxic levels of glutamic acid or glutamate are what's called a neurotoxin. It can destroy the nervous system. So I know that's a little complicated chemistry there, but basically it's binding to a lot of nutrients so you can't absorb them, and then it passes out through the body. It can impair serotonin transport and kill, like I said, the good bacteria, and that can affect mood swings, including major depression. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter in your brain that makes you happy. Serotonin becomes melatonin, which helps you sleep. And this is why when I see patients that have been exposed to a lot of glyphosate, many times they have sleep issues. And that's exactly why. It affects the serotonin production. Serotonin affects the melatonin production. And then you can't sleep. And if you can't sleep, you can't heal. And that becomes a problem too. And it can interfere with something called cytochrome P450. Those are enzymes, and they inhibit vitamin D activation. And it also affects the creation of nitric oxide and cholesterol sulfate. And cholesterol sulfate is needed for red blood cell function. So again, it's a lot of chemistry there. But nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. And so I take a nitric oxide supplement every day. Because as I get older, I don't produce nitric oxide like I used to. So nitric oxide increases circulation to your heart, your lungs, your liver, your spleen, your sex organs. Your brain gives you lots of energy, clear thought. I love my nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is my third favorite supplement. My top two supplements are Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. I take a scoop of each. Somebody asked me the other day, why are they powders? Because I want to give you as much as I possibly can for the least amount of money. If I put it in pills, and I checked into it, can I put it in pills? Yes. You'd have to take a handful of each, and it would be extremely expensive. So to keep the cost down, we leave it as a powder form. And this way you get way more bang for your buck. There's a lot of pills out there that are pills, that are maybe fruits and vegetables in a pill form. You're not getting nearly the bang for your buck, not even close. So I think about you and me as a consumer, how can I make it the best quality product at the best price? So Super Greens and Essential Source, that's the minimum supplements I think everybody should be taking. So if you're not willing to do anything else, at least do Super Greens and Essential Source. They're on the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com in the store section. Nitric oxide, don't take it if you have low blood pressure. But if you have normal or high blood pressure, it's pretty amazing. So drjoe.com, you can pick them up there. And if you have any questions, send them to me through the website, drjoe.com. I'm happy to answer your questions for you. Because I know health is confusing. I learn every single day. I've been studying for 40 years, almost every day, and I learn something new every day. So if you have questions, drjoe.com, send me a question through the website. Happy to answer it for you. Supplements on the website. The best thing you can do is make an appointment in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb, or we can do a virtual meeting with you. Just go to the website, set up an appointment with us. But most of you are suffering needlessly, and there's absolutely no need for it. So if we can get to the cause of your problems and not treat the symptoms, that's the protocol that we do in our offices. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.